You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
The trick about doing a comedy that's set in sports is it can't be sports specific. Jalen Rose tried this with a pilot, and the whole pilot was about Jalen Rose, and he covers the NBA for ESPN, and here comes Kobe, $81, ha ha. And it's like, what you're missing is that there's a vast segment of the population that's like, I don't get the joke. They don't know any of this stuff, right? Because all the jokes expected you to know something about sports, and his sport, basketball specifically. The trick is, it just has to be a setting. What Frasier was about, like, he was a radio show host, but it was like talk radio or whatever, and it was supposed to be highbrow talk radio. Nobody, this is America. Who the hell listens to highbrow talk radio? But they made a show that made it funny because it wasn't, you didn't have to know or be smart. You just had to, like, appreciate the inner dynamics of a brother who kind of lives in his shadow and a father who's not like his sons at all and an au pair, whatever that lady was. I don't know what she was doing, why she lived, she like cared for the father, but the father seemed pretty active, and the dog, right? Like, that's what Frasier was about. Like,
and the program director.
And the program director, absolutely. So you can make a show. That's why I think we honestly would be a great version of that, because A, it's not like we talk sports anyway. B, we have enough characters. We understand that it's character-driven. It's not driven on your knowledge of, oh, the Yankees are going to win the World Series, and who's going to win the Super Bowl? Like, when you make jokes about that, like, huh, remember Super Bowl 42? And then, oh, no, that doesn't appeal to
that's
anybody.
Actually, I agree. I mean, I think that's why the league was actually, like, kind of funny among a niche group, because they didn't bog you down with, like, fantasy football.
Right.
Shit. You just, I watched it because I was like, haha, Nick Kroll.
Ruxin's such an asshole.
And Jason
Andre,
Mantzoukas.
And yeah. Andre is
a
loser.
Guy.
And
yeah.
And Rafi is so crazy. That's what made the show.
Wild guy.
Right.
So it's just sports radio as a backdrop, and you really,
yeah,
it's just a relationship show, yeah, essentially, with sports radio as a backdrop, a sports
Look,
radio station as a backdrop.
No, but if we have a whole bunch of jokes about how Stugatz's dream is to go to the Masters or whatever, and like, oh, and it's very exclusive, you have to explain to people why that's such a big deal. That's not funny. If we have a whole show about Stugatz leveraging his connections to get things he wants, like a Mother's Day reservation, that's something that everybody can get with. Then we have a show about, like, we've got a guy who, you know, is a grief eater, right? Like, the concept of Dan being a grief eater, that's funny. That has nothing to do with sports. It's, we all know that person who likes to wallow in other people's kind of saddest moments. And I think all that, Roy being stoic and Witty being a fancy lad, like, we're already these characters. All we need is someone to write this stuff and make it even funnier. And that's why I want to be Dick Wolf. I came up with the idea. Take it away, Mike Schur. Make my show.
Dick Elhasser.
Would you call it like Sports Radio New York and then branch out to different markets? How would you do that?
In the
Mike
Schur
needs to
business.
Get on this. I thought we had an agreement in place that he was going to do this for
well,
us.
Well, there's the pitch. We'll send it to him.
Right.
Everyone vote yes on the poll so he keeps listening to the show.
I mean, there's a version of this where, like, season one is just the creation of the station. It's the Stugatz burning a millionaire's money to create a sports radio station.
And how long do you burn this
from a millionaire's money? He bought the Versace mansion. I mean, what was I supposed to put it on my money?
Or maybe stuff like that is all in flashbacks, right? Like,
I think you should start with one of us in therapy each week.
Two pieces of business left unattended on today's program, ladies and gentlemen. Number one, we need Jessica Smetana's top five list of the worst top five lists from today's show.
You guys all did so bad, I don't even know where to begin. So I guess five is the worst one, right?
Well, let me tell the audience what the second piece of business is first, and then we can decide which order we want to do them
Fine.
In. So the second piece of business is that we need to make a contribution to Winning Wednesday. We have a two-leg parlay. I've been sent the first leg. I've already forgotten what it is, but we need to add a second leg. And we've decided, after our lack of success last week, we went 1-for-3 on our Winning Wednesday parlay. We're going to turn to Jessica Smetana's incredible and vast knowledge of the WNBA for our pick this week. Tony, which order should we do this in? You're on mute.
I want to hear Winning Wednesday.
Okay.
You want to hear Winning Wednesday before we get to the top five list?
Yes, because the top five list is just the crescendo of everything.
Yes.
You need to hear it, and then, you know.
Can I ask a question, and please feel free to give an honest answer. How shocked were you on a scale of 1 to 10 that Whittingham transitioned to you to ask which order you wanted them in?
300.
Okay, good.
I don't know. I kind of feel, sometimes I feel like I pick on people. It's like I'm talking, yes, to, like, whenever I, you know, do a thing, I do a thing in our weekly meeting where, all right, this person, go. And I try and vary the order so that it doesn't seem like I'm picking favorites or anything. So today I was like, all right, I'm looking at seven windows in the Zoom, and then you know, like I went to Tony.
I got you.
Okay. I wasn't looking at you, so you saw me not looking at you and then picked me.
Do you think people in this chat are competing to be your favorite?
No, but I don't want to make it seem like I'm picking on the same person over and over again.
You guys ever seen Dirty Work with Norm Macdonald? Right? There's a scene where it's him and Artie Lang, and Artie Lang's like, got a crush on her. I was like, no. I was like, see, that's how I know. Every time you're lying, you have like an inflection. Watch. Have you ever climbed Mount Everest? No. Have you ever, have you ever made $1 million? No. Have you ever said you could see how women find Sean Connery to be attractive? No. That's what
I'd like to be honest. I am. I am vying for Whitty's affection.
You're not doing a very good job of that.
I'm doing a terrible job today. There's no doubt about it. But I think he knows that I love him, even though I'll be off tomorrow. But listen, a compliment from Chris Whittingham is unlike any other compliment. It is real. It is genuine. It's sincere. He's everything that I'm not. And if he says I did something well, like, I feel great about myself the rest of the day.
So
I am vying for approval from Chris Whittingham.
Gutz's connection is awful.
It's such a lie. I mean, seriously.
So Winning Wednesday, huh?
Ah, that's right. Winning Wednesday. Go ahead, Jess. What do you have?
I don't feel confident in this at all. So the Aces and the Storm are playing tonight. The Storm just signed Tina Charles. Rare midseason breakup with the Mercury. The Storm are the favorites to win, I believe. But I'm going to go Aces tonight because I think the midseason signage might you know, screw up the chemistry a little bit. So I'm picking the Aces.
And what's the line? What's the line, courtesy of our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook?
I think it's -1.
It's a pick 'em.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
It's a coin toss.
What do I do?
So you say Aces pick 'em.
Aces pick 'em.
Winning Wednesday, everyone.
Did I do it?
Yeah, you did the thing.
I was looking at a line from someone else.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Nailed it.
We're so bad at this.
Have you never given a pick before?
Jesus.
We guess.
Oh, you guys never let me.
Zero confidence. I would never bet that game, all of you, because you're the expert. You have no confidence in what it is you just said. Like, have you never delivered? Have you ever heard someone deliver, like, lines before?
Have you ever watched two for the money?
No, Stugatz, I've never heard someone deliver lines before.
I'm gambling again.
This, as a show, though, we're wrong every single week.
I know. And no one's going to listen to me anyways.
And,
it's a 10 o'clock game, too.
And then when we started, we're like, I'm not really feeling too good about this one, but...
I don't want to get
better. She set the bar low, though. I like it.
I'm gambling again.
Here's what happens, Stugatz. I was looking at a line on the ESPN score bug,
right,
not on the DraftKings link Whitty sent me. And the line that I had said -1, then I clicked on the DraftKings one, and they're both -110.
Okay. So who are we taking?
I'm taking the Aces.
All right, so we have the Aces -110 tonight, WNBA.
Yes.
That's good. One part. There's another part
there's
of this,
another
right?
one, right?
Oh, no, there's a second part of the leg. Mike has that taken care of, so we're good. Parlay it with Max Cressy. I don't know who that is. Is that a Wimbledon tennis player?
I think so, yeah.
That sounds like a very tennis name.
It Max Cressy.
Oh, is he gambling again?
He's gambling again.
Gambling again.
Max Cressy.
Jessica, top five list of top five lists.
Am I going worst to best or best to worst? Is number five the worst or the best?
What's happening?
Good question.
Right, Billy, just tell me.
You go best to worst, don't you? That's how top five worst you started.
I know, but I want to have the worst list of the day, I feel
like.
Oh,
so this is a top five list of the bad list? Yeah, so the worst is number one.
So, yeah,
worst is number one.
So it gets increasingly bad as you go.
So this is the best one. Number five is going to be the best top five list you heard of a crappy bunch of top five.
So does that make number four Christmas?
Oh.
Two's always Christmas, though.
That's a great point, Billy.
Number one is Tony. Wait, number five is Tony's list.
But that was also your list.
So Tony had the best list.
Exactly, it was the best one of the day.
So this is a good
list.
So
it's number five.
Oh, so that was the best of the bad list?
What?
Thanks,
number four, Amin.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Number three is Roy.
Right in the middle, as usual.
Number two is Christmas and Stugatz.
What?
Number one, the worst list of the day, Chris Whittingham.
Congratulations.
Wait, you just did that because you wanted Stugatz to not feel any sort of joy either way. He wasn't going to be five or one or any of them.
Well, Stugatz wasn't terrible. He had wasabi on his.
Stugatz is terrible.
Not as bad as Witty's, though.
Witty's was pretty bad, but Stugatz's was worse.
I still have Witty's list written down for some reason.
Read us Witty's awful list again, then.
It was garlic, jalapenos. I don't remember what three was. Two was Christmas, and number one was pickles. It was a f***ing terrible list. He is so deserving. You were right. I mean,
what pickles. Was three?
Three was cucumber.
Cucumber, that's right.
Oh, cucumbers. Cucumber.
That's what made it the worst list, by the way.
Can't even taste it.
The inclusion of cucumber.
How is this going?
You killed it.
Yeah, you killed it. You murdered it. It's dead.
The Chris Cody sign-off.
Okay, goodbye.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.